I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It sounds like a post-apocalyptic novel. Citizens live in a shelled-out husk of a war-torn city. Electricity turned on intermittently. Otherwise, it's dark and the cold of winter has set in. Water and food is scarce and gangs roam the streets at night. But this isn't fiction. This is real life right now in Aleppo, Syria. What's surreal is, in the midst of Aleppo's rubble, the Holy Spirit is stirring. Christian Aid Mission Steve N. Valkenburg says ministry partners have erected prayer tents at the city, and people are coming to hear about Jesus Christ. Christian Aid is supporting these outreaches, and you can help.
We are regularly sending funds to Aleppo to provide for basic needs, blankets, Bibles, equipment for the children's outreaches.
We'll connect you with links at missionnews.org. And you've heard of the saying, bloom where you're planted. Well, we caught up with Sudanese pastor Ibrahim in Egypt to ask him about his story. Speaking through a translator, he said after coming to Christ in 1987 in Sudan, he shared with anyone who would listen, eventually winding up at seminary in Lebanon 7 years ago.
My vision is to encourage pastors and help them to discover that they have a role in missions to share the message with everyone.
So God gave him scope, reaching as many in this North African region as possible with the hope of Christ. But then, persecution forced him to move to Egypt, where there was freedom to bloom.
They can ask questions, they can be open. If they have the seeds of faith, they can let themselves be known so that they can be in a discipleship group. That didn't happen in Sudan.
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Listeners supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynecker Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.